The state has a deal with a Talgo company to buy passenger train cars for use between Milwaukee and Chicago, and perhaps more cars on a higher speed rail extension to Madison. Talgo executives have been touring some potential rail car assembly and repair sites with a promise to create up to 80 jobs. Janesville City Manager Eric Levitt says when the executives were there, the city talked up potential locations like the former GM plant and other attributes.
We have buildings that definitely have good access to both rail as well as highways, and we also have high-quality workforce, and we have a great quality of life in Janesville.
Meanwhile, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he hopes Talgo will reach a deal with Super Steel, a company that already builds rail cars in his city.
At the end of the day, as Talgo makes its decision, it's going to look and say, all right, where can we hit the ground rolling? Instead of hit the ground running, hit the ground rolling, because they're trains, and I think that's going to benefit us.
After some earlier remarks that seemed to show he preferred a Janesville location, Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle now says he's trying not to play favorites between any Wisconsin cities.
You know, I don't want us to get into a mini bidding war like we do at the state level on which state gets this or that, but I do think it's important for various communities to step forward, and this is a real opportunity for us.
But a legislative memo this week noted that some of the railcar assembly jobs could wind up in other states if Talgo signs other contracts requiring assembly elsewhere. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.